back to Reconnect to Chaos and our wonderful stage here. I hope you had a wonderful evening and the last couple of days. This will be the last talk on our stage today. This will be the Citizen Keynote number 95, Organisms versus Automatons Revisited. There was already a issue 94 at the recent Bits and Bäume in autumn, and we will hear some things from the aliens from outer space. Today we have here Dr. Podinsky, and there will be some questions and answers at the end of the talk that you can have. So please be prepared. There's something in particular about this talk, because only the first kind of 10 minutes will be streamed live, and then we will go offline for reasons. But this will be discussed in the first words of Dr. Podinsky, and let's enjoy the great talk from the aliens from outer space, Citizen Kino. And then we will be back later with the Q&A and also an announcement. So please give a hand for Citizen Kino 95, Organisms versus Automatons from the aliens from outer space and Dr. Podinsky.
Yeah, guten Abend and welcome, and thank you for hosting us here. We're very excited to be here at the Freiland and present for the first time. We've brought our show to Potsdam. And we really wanted to get involved with chaos this year because we wanted to report back a little bit about what we experienced at the Bits and Bäume at the TU and about this theme of sustainability and Nachhaltigkeit and digitalization, and how that is being dealt with in an environmental sense. What can be done to make the digital realm also more sustainable? Because, as many of you will, of course, already know, our habitat here on planet Earth is in quite precarious situations, and we're going to talk about that and hope you will enjoy. I will explain a little bit. First of all, this poster is also something that we created a Citizen Kino for. I think it was 35C3, and we did a B-side event on the MS Stubnitz the year that it was in Hamburg. And this is why we are calling it Organisms versus Automatons Revisited. The original was our episode 32 and 33, which we did there in Hamburg. Through the show, I'll explain a little bit this theme of organisms versus automatons, but in this moment that I have with the live stream audience, if there's anyone out there, thank you for joining. I don't know, I myself didn't get a chance to communicate that too well, that we would do part of this show as a live stream. If we could go to the next slide. So again, yeah, just to remind you, we're going to do this intro for the stream, but then we will cut out and do the interactive cinema part with our audience here that have come in person to the venue. So thank you all for coming out tonight here in Freiland. So let's explain why we are anonymized. We work as a collective called the XL Terrestrials. And one of the first things that came to inspire us was the story of the Bourbaki. And maybe some of you have heard of it, maybe not. It was a collective of mathematicians who did not want to operate as individuals, but as a collective identity for various reasons. One, because they felt that the academic institutions were becoming corrupt and not easy to express truth in various institutions. And so they took this name. It's actually referencing some general Bourbaki, but I won't go into the history of that. But a very interesting example of working as an anonymous collective, and that's what we try to do most of the time with extraterrestrials. The other reason that we are not revealing ourselves is that during the pandemic, when things got all Zoomified and people were using the various tools to communicate online, we were a little bit disturbed that so many people so easily and quickly decided that was okay without even knowing that a big venture capitalist firm like Zoom was, you know, a surveillance capitalism entity and selling data and collecting data, data sponging for what they could make profits from on that, of course. That's how surveillance capitalism works. So we wanted to go against the grain, and we tested out our first live stream of Citizen Kino for the HOPE Congress in New York that year. That was during kind of a not easy phase of lockdowns. And we did our show from Regenbogenfabrik in Kreuzberg. And so we're really happy to experiment with this format again, because we do want to connect with as wide possible audience sometimes when it makes sense. And other times we prefer really to just create an environment for a live show, because we feel that it's really important sometimes to go against the grain of not making those digital connections so easy all over the place, but to really give the information to in a face-to-face kind of situation and where our audience can react. And another reason we're not going to stream parts of the Citizen Kino is because we want people to feel a little bit freer to discuss openly how they feel about things that we're presenting, create a discussion where you don't feel like you're necessarily being recorded or being put into the worldwide webs, which these days there's a lot of problematic things to that. And we will discuss that a little bit, hopefully, in the show later, because there's something we want to talk about in terms of the commons and disclosures and enclosures. And I'll have to explain that later. Probably not useful right now for the online audience, but we'll come back to that later this evening. And then if we want to skip ahead to the next slide. This is Simone Weil, and this is sort of a juxtaposition that I spontaneously came up with tonight, because her brother was one of the Bourbaki. She's a philosopher, anarchist, activist, and a mystic. And she may have had influence in the Bourbaki, but because she was a woman, and back then a lot of the academics and things like a mathematicians group were not necessarily very acknowledged in those groups. So she was kind of a radical, kick-ass anarchist woman who went actually and fought with the Durruti Column during the Spanish Civil War. Even though she claimed to be a pacifist, she realized that the situation got very dire, and she was willing to fight in that struggle. So honors to Simone Weil, maybe a nice thing to kick off what kind of radicality we want to express tonight in our difficult and dire times and circumstances. So next slide. I won't translate this Italian quote. It'll take me too long. This was also another version of the poster we did for the Hamburg show, Too Big to Fail. And that was part of our analysis as well about what's happening in terms of the technosphere and making our comments, which we will elaborate on a little bit this evening. And next. So yeah, we were at Bits in Boima in 2018 and just a couple months ago, October, at the TU Berlin. And we really felt we needed to bring some anarchist perspectives on the technological dilemmas that we have currently. So we're going to be showing you some films from that perspective as well. And next. I just came across this slide the other day, and I like this. You might not be able to see it from where you are in the audience, but it's the sign is no nature, no future. So if we don't defend our habitat for living organisms, many living organisms, there may be no future. So that's how dire the situation is that we're going to be talking about, and why we need to mobilize and inspire each other to figure out what the fuck we're going to do with a very troubled planet. And okay, so next, ending the Anthropocene. Extraterrestrials have been involved in the analysis and the work that's being done around Anthropocene. We're going to explain that also later a little bit more in the film section. But to say briefly here, this work really grabbed our attention as we were preparing for Bits in Boima, because it wasn't about adapting to the Anthropocene as most of the research and events and work that's being done. It's basically claiming that we need to end the Anthropocene, and that's kind of a radical statement, which I will have to explain in further detail, but we are against the adaptation to a very destructive and murderous kind of what we would even describe as sometimes techno-fascism that is unfolding around us. So next slide. This is a picture from at the TU Berlin. And I was really fascinated. I haven't had a chance to research Franz Relu, but I really found it interesting that this monument is back there in behind the main building of the of TU. And it's Ergründer des Zusammenhangs der Technik mit Wissenschaft und Leben. So technical and knowledge and life, bringing those together when sometimes academics really compartmentalizes these things. So next. This is one of the very early posters we made for a tour of this project, Citizen Kino, which was back then called the Transmigration of Cinema. And these things that we say we are now offering back then was psychomedia analysis, situationist reanimations, and virtual exorcisms of the military entertainment complex. So this is something that we're still really offering for you tonight, so keep those phrases in mind, perhaps. This is definitely what we're up to still many years later. Those are deeply in a part of our project. And let's see, what's next? I have someone in one of my alien family members actually has an electric car, and I sent them this meme because you all know what's going on with Twitter and Musk and Tesla's, and so I just wanted to find out how my alien relations would react to this meme, but I find it very, very poignant at the moment. Next. This is a fantastic artist, Steve Kutz, and we're going to show a really an amazing video from him in the Kino program. So sorry to you out there in Streamland. But I do provide links where you can go watch this clip on your own later if you would like. And to find it, you have to go to our Chaos Working Pad. And I meant to make a slide of this, but I didn't do it. So Chaos Pads are pads.ccc.de and then /CK95. And there you will find our working page. Maybe at some break, if we get a chance, we can put that up on the Mastodon. Or if somebody just managed to remember that, this link will provide some notes from this show and links to video for you to watch at home. So since you won't be able to watch with us. Can we go back to that? The one thing I wanted to point out here is that we also work a little bit like anthropologists, and this image that Steve Kutz did kind of makes us think of kind of the work we are doing, analyzing the today's techno-colonialist trajectories, which we will explain more about as well. We are also sort of, we are very much inspired by the work of Lewis Mumford. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I will just read this out for those of you who maybe are too far back to read that. Only those who are sufficiently awake to the forces that menace us and who have taken the full measure of their probable consequences will be able to overcome them. So we'll come back to Lewis Mumford also later, hopefully. Next. These are pirate radio makers at the ZAD in France, and another kind of thing of where people doing radical media like to keep their identities possibly not so well known. So they are for this photo with their masks on. I think this was pre-corona, so it wasn't about that. More for not being in photos. The ZAD, for people who don't know, is an incredible autonomous zone that grew from fighting against the building of an airport in France, in northern France, near Nantes. And after 30 years or so of fighting against the construction of that airport, they actually sort of defeated the state and the plan to build on farmlands is still now farmlands today, and a very interesting collective, radical anarchist, some kind of utopia in the making, in work in progress there, called the ZAD, Z-A-D, which means zones to defend. And I think that might be my last slide, so I don't know if that means I've used up 10 minutes or so. Hopefully it was roughly about 10 minutes intro. And thank you for those of you who did tune in on the stream to join us. And sorry we can't do the whole thing, but as I mentioned, there's multiple reasons for that. And feel free to take a look at pads.ccc.de/CK95. Those are the notepads that Chaos made some years ago, I guess. And that's our pad for the notes that we collected for tonight's show. And further down in those notes, you'll see stream links to video and media clips. So with that, I think we're ready to actually jump back into the more AFK version of the show. At least for me, our assistant will have to stay at his keyboard. But thank you for doing the co-piloting tonight. And I think we will start with this first clip, and then ciao to you out there in Streamland, and stay in touch somehow. And so, yeah, I'll welcome you all again who are here in the theater.